blessed Mishnah. Thank you. So I'm Chalaf Marav. I finished the Perek today. The Anshe Ir Gedola Mahalchin is called Ir Ketana. The Anshe Ir Ketana Mahalchin is called Ir Gedola. So we learned already there's two different yourselves in this Mishnah, of either Ein Anshe or Anshe, and the gears that we have in the Mishnah is Anshe Ir Gedola can go the whole, if it's within their 2,000 Amos, so they can walk the entire small city if the Tum ends in the end of the city. And Anshe Ir Ketana also can go the whole, as long as their Tum ends somewhere in the big city, they can walk also the whole city. And we have the other opinion that says that it's only if the Tum ends at the end of the city or beyond. If it ends in the middle of the city, then you have up until that spot. Okay, Ketzet. Misha Hoya Bi'ir Gedola. The Nosana say Ruva Bi'ir Ketana. A person was in a big city, and he put his Eruv in the smaller city. Bi'ir Ketana, the Nosana say Ruva Bi'ir Gedola. Or he was in a big city, and put is in a small city, and he put his Eruv in the big city. Mahalach is Kula V'chutzala Alpayim Ama. So since his Eruv was in the other city, that was his Makom Shvisa. So the city is considered like Dalet Amos, and he can go the whole city plus another 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Lo Ela Mimakom Eruva Alpayim Ama. And Rabbi Akiva says that you don't consider the whole city Dalet Amos, and he has 2,000 Amos from the place where the Eruv is. Omer Lahen Rabbi Akiva, I Atem Modim Li Benosne Eruva B'Me'ora She'ein Lo Ela Mimakom Eruva Alpayim Ama. Don't you agree that if you put your Eruv in a cave, that you only have 2,000 Amos from where the Eruv is? You don't have the whole cave counted as Dalet Amos. Amrulo, Amos Naibis Manshein Badura. You're right. That's only if there aren't any dwelling places in the cave. Then you don't consider the whole cave Dalet Amos, the Gavidis Halach of Nosin Eruvo. But, Avayesh Badurid, if the cave would have dwelling places, Memela City is a place that has dwelling places, then you would consider the whole cave Dalet Amos just like the city. And Mahalach is Kula V'chutzala Alpayim Ama. Then the whole cave would be considered Dalet Amos, and you have 2,000 Amos beyond it. Nimtza Kal Tocha Mi'al Gab. According to the Rabbanan, the cave is better in the inside than on the top. Right? Because in the inside, if it has diurin, then the whole cave is considered Dalet Amos, and you have 2,000 Amos beyond the cave. But if on the top there's no diurin, right, it's not an enclosed area of a cloud. And there, if you have your Eruv on top of the cave, you only have 2,000 Amos from the place where the Eruv is. Ulamodei Sha'amru, right, a person who's measuring his Tchum on Shabbos with 2,000 Psios Beinonios, Nosin Alpayim Amma, Shafilu Sof Midosu Kolabimara. However, a person didn't put his Eruv in the cave, right, and it has diurin, or in the city. But he was measuring his tchum, and it ended at the middle of the cave, and that's it. Then everybody holds that's all he has. Rashi. It's called Ir Ketana, levad mi midas tchumim. Besides the tchumim, he has the entire city also. Nimtza kal tocha mishum diurin. If there's diurin in the cave, then according to the Rabbanan, the whole cave is considered Dalet Amos, and you have an extra 2,000 beyond that. And if you're on top of the cave, then you only have 2,000 Amos in the place where your Erev was. Me'al Gaba, she'ein sham diurin, v'ilunas no'al Gaba, lo'hayu lo'el apayim, mimakom Eruvo. Ulamodeid sha'amru, v'yafa b'shechalukin chacham ha'Rabbi Akiva, b'nosin Eruvo b'ir. Now, even though the chachamim argue in Rabbi Akiva, and they say that if you put the Eruv in the city, lomar she'kol ha'ir lo'karba Amos, or any other place where it's diurin, that's considered like arba Amos, and you have an extra 2,000 Amos besides that, Modim hein bebom ni iracheres, o mimokon shvisoso, the kosum midoso shalpayim psios beinoneos, afilo bimma'ora sheesh bo diurin, she'eno nichnas lahala midoso klum. Even the Rabbanan agree, that's only where you put your Eruv in the city. But if your Eruv is somewhere else, and the city is included partially in your Eruv, but it ends in the middle of the city, that's it. Once you come to there, it's wherever your 2,000 Amos finish, you finish, and the city doesn't have Dalet Amos l'gabi that halacha. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Shmuel. Shovas bi'ir chareva, right? If you had a, you took up your shvisa in a city where the diurim don't exist there. It's a ghost town. And Rashi says, Bi'ir chareva midiureha. Nobody lives there anymore. Ava mechitzoseha kayamo sovidla. But there's still mechitzos around the city. So the shaila is this considered diurim or is not considered diurim? The Rabban and Mahalach is kula v'chutzo apayim ama. Right? According to Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that in such a situation, the city is still considered arba amos. Even the Rabbanan agree that it has to have diurim. This is called diurim. It was a city that was once settled. There's nobody living there, but it's roy for people to live there. That's called diurim, and therefore the city counts only for arba amos. Hiniyachas eruvo bi'ir chareva, ein lo mimokum eruvo, okay, that's if you were shoveis in the city. Now, you didn't put your eruv there, but you actually were in that city when Shabbos came in. So shoveis besocha, even an ir chareva, has a din of dalet amos. That's what Shmuel says. But if you weren't in the city when Shabbos came in, but you sent your eruv there, then for that, it doesn't have a halacha of dalet amos. It only has a halacha. Shoveis is more that this is your makom, and then the whole makom can be considered dalet amos. But if it's just that you are by proxy there, through an eruv, that doesn't count. So that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says that an ir chareva has a din of dalet amos legabe shoveis besocha, but not legabe miniach eseruva besocha. Rabbi Elezer omer, echad shovas, the echad hiniach, mahalach eskula v'chutz l'apayim ama. And Rabbi Elezer holds no. Doesn't make a difference if you sent your Erev there or you actually were there. In both cases, even an Ir Chareva has a din of what's it called Dalet Amos. So it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. By an Ir Chareva, if you weren't Shoveis Besocha, you only sent your Erev there, does it have a din of Dalet Amos or not? According to the Rabban, according to Rekiva, for sure it doesn't have. No city has a din of Dalet Amos, whether you're Shoveis Besocha or Miniach Eruva. Okay, let's see Rashi. The Rabban in Mahalach Eskula, the Hashavas Ba'avir Mechitzos. Right? Because Lamaisa, you were there in the Avir of the Mechitzos. The Hu Adin Rabbi Akiva, right? And, so Rashi says even Rabbi Akiva would be Moda, that if you were Shoveis in the year, Rabbi Akiva only argues where you were Meniach Eruvo in the city. Then it doesn't have a din of Dalet Amos. But if you, what's it called, were Shoveis in the city, then Rabbi Akiva would agree, even in Ir Chareva, once you were there, when Shabbos came in, it has a din of Dalet Amos. V'hoda nakat Rabbanan, mishum hiniach eruvo, deboi lemishnei chiluk bein chareva liyeshiva. Rabbi Akiva, afilu biyeshiva, ein lo mimokom eruvo alpai. The reason it said the Rabbanan, and not Rabbi Akiva, because according to the Rabbanan, there's a difference between meiniach eruvo in an ir chareva, or in an ir yeshiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference. Anytime meiniach eruvo, you never have Dalet Amos. But according to Rabbi Akiva, ein hachanami. If you were shoveis besocha, then it doesn't make a difference ir chareva or ir yeshuva. And the Rabban and everybody holds that if you're there, it has a din of dalet amos. Hiniach eruva beir chareva dechi omer Rabban and kol ha'ir lo kedalet amos bimusheves. When did the Rabban say that meiniach eruva besocha has a din of dalet amos? That's only in a city that is settled. Kidisman behedya, emosaivis man shein bodiurin. Am the chareva modu. Right? Mashma, that a cave and a city that has no diurin, the same thing. Right? Nobody's living there, then it doesn't have a din of dalet amos, unless you were shoveis besocha. And Rashi learns shoveis besocha, even Rabbi Akiva holds that has a din of dalet amos. Alchi garcina, ho be'ein bodiurin modu. The rabbanon agree, if there's no diurin, that meiniach eruvo doesn't give you dalet amos. Meisli. Omer lehen Rabbi Akiva. So now Gemara says that the Chachom said to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachom, "Iate modim li benos nesi ruva b'maara she'ein lo mimakom eruva el paim ama." Right? Don't you agree that if you put your eruv in a ma'ara, so here we're talking not where you were shoveis in the ma'ara, but meiniach eruva in a ma'ara, right? She'ein lo mimakom eruva el paim ama. Right? Don't you agree also that you only have 2,000 amos from where the Erev is, then the cave doesn't count as arba amos. Amrulo, Amos Rab is man she'ein vadiurin. That's only if there's no diurim in the cave. Ho be'ein vadiurin module. Vash v'feirish. That the Rabbanan agree, if there are no diurim, meiniach eruvo, you don't get dalet amos. So the lechor, it's clear, like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Elazar. Where it says, my ain but diurin ain't a ru'uyah l'dira. No, there's another madriga down. city that Chareva is fit to be settled. There's nobody settled there. But a cave has nothing there. It never had any houses at all. It's not a ghost town. It's totally not inhabitable. There, the Rabbanan agree. If it's totally not inhabitable, then there's no halacha of Meniach Eruvo that you have Dalet Amos, even according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, though, that if it would be possible to inhabit it, even though there's nobody there, that's when Rabbi Lezer holds that that it still has a din of Dalet Amos, and Shmuel argues on that. Okay. Shmuel doesn't argue on that either. But the Maisa, what's it called, if it would be fit to live, then the Rabbi Lezer says that Chacham would hold that even Meniach Eruvo you have Dalet Amos. Let's see Rashi. Hachi Garcinon, Ha Be'ein Ba Diurin, Modimle, Mashkin the Rabbanan hold that if there's no Diurin in the cave, that they are also Mashkin, it's not Dalet Amos. And that's exactly like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Lezer. Where it says, no, Ein Ru'uy L'Dira, Shenofel Mechitzo Seho, the Mechitzo fell down completely, and therefore it's not Roy L'Dira, then even Rabbi Lezer is Moda, that Meniach Eruvo, you don't have Dalet Amos. Toshma, Shavas Bi'ir Afilu Higidola Kantiochia, right? If you were actually in the city when Shabbos came, then even if the city is as big as Antiochia, it only counts as 4 amos. The Ma'ara Afilu Kimara Sidkiyong Melech Yehuda, Mahalech Eskula, Vechutzala Apayim Amos. Same thing in a cave. If you were Shoves in a cave, your mamish were there when Shabbos came in. Even if the cave is as big as Ma'ara Sidkia, big tunnel complex, which he used to get to escape the Babylonians, also it counts only as 4 amos. K'toni ir dumya de Ma'ara. Mashma, that a city similar to a cave. Right? Ma Ma'ara Chareva, at ir Chareva. Right? Mashma, that the city we're talking about is where a city that was Chareva. Just like a cave. Doesn't have diuri. Right? The Shavas in Aval Hiniachlo. Mashma only Shavas Besocho does account as Dalet Amos. But Mashma, that if you left your Erev there and you weren't actually there, you wouldn't have Dalet Amos. Mashma from over here, that in Ir Chareva, that you only put your Erev in, but you weren't actually there, doesn't have a din of Dalet Amos. Right? So Mori says money. So maybe that's Rabbi Akiva. Ilema Rabbi Akiva, my Iri Chareva filu Yeshiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva holds even if you were actually there, it doesn't help. Right? If it's an Ir Chareva. Right? Afilu Yeshiva Nami. Elalav Rabbanan. Must be the Rabbanan. And that made the difference between Yeshiva and Hiniach Bo Eruvo. The time of the Shavas. The only reason it's good is because you actually were there. Then it has a din of Dalet Amos. Aval Hiniach Lo. But if you only put your Eruv there, and it's an Ir Chareva, just like a Ma'ara, it's Mashma that what's it called, that it wouldn't help. Like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Lezer. Shmuel says, Lo tema ir dumya de ma'ara. Don't learn a city like a ma'ara. Ela'ema ma'ara dumya de ir. Na ir yeshiva at ma'ara yeshiva. It's talking about a cave where there are people living there. There's a diurim in the cave, right? Cave dwellers. And Rabbi Akiva, and it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to the Rabbana, it doesn't make a difference if meniach eruva besocho or yoshva ba. If it's an ir or a ma'ara that's meyushav, you always have a Dalet Amos. The only chilek would be according to Rabbi Akiva, that if it's an ir, meyusheves, if you were actually there, even Rabbi Akiva holds Dalet Amos. But if you weren't actually there, it's only hiniach eruva besocho, then attack wouldn't be good. The omar ein lo ma'makom eruva elapayim ama, who v'shavas molde, right? And it has to be according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that meyniach eruva, you don't have Dalet Amos, and shavas, he's molde that you do, in a city that's meyushav. Mora says, V'hoki Ma'ara Sidkiyo Uktani, and Ma'ara Sidkiyo didn't have people living there. It was an escape tunnel, right? Mora says, Ki Ma'ara Sidkiyo V'lo Ki Ma'ara Sidkiyo. Ki Ma'ara Sidkiyo Gedola. Ma'ara Sidkiyo is only an example of how big it was, but not what was inside it. V'lo Ki Ma'ara Sidkiyo Dibu Hosum Chareva V'hoki Yeshiva. There was just a tunnel, and here we're talking about a place where people live, a bunker underneath the ground. Rashi. Ma'ara Sidkiyahu, Gedola Haisa, the He Shiyatza Ba Sidkiyahu, Laila Mirushalayim, Livroach Mitnea Kazim. This is the tunnel the cave that you used to escape his palace and escape the Kazdim, the Babylonians. Sibir Miyahu, Vatibaka Ir, when the Babylonians broke into the city, Chidkiyahu ran out through this underground tunnel. Afir Chareva, Vialkor Chareva Medurin, the Lomi Choma, right? Di Michoma Lohavitani Mahalachis Kula, given the Loshavas Ba'avir Mechitzas. Right? Everybody holds that if the city, the walls of the city fell down, that if you weren't there, Mamish, it doesn't count as Dalet Amos. The Afagav di Eshchomek Tani Shavas Lok Tani Niach. And even though there's a wall around, but there are no diurin, right? It's like an Ir Chareva. Unless you were actually there, you don't have Dalet Amos. That's like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Lezer, money. Had Lok Tani Hiniach. So now, who does this go according to? Right? If it would be Rabbi Akiva, there's no kasha on Rabbi Lezer. But it can't be Rabbi Akiva. He named Rabbi Akiva the Lesle Behiniach Mahalachis Kula. Rabbi Akiva never holds that if you just left your Eruv there, it counts like Dalet Amos. He always only holds, the most he holds is, in a city that is Meyushav, if you were there, then it counts Dalet Amos. Okay? Amai Tana Ir Dumya de Ma'ara, Lameimer de Bechareba Koi. According to Rabbi Akiva, you never have Dalet Amos if Meniach Eruvo. So why did it have to say the case of Meniach? Even Shavas wouldn't be good. Afilu Yeshiva Nami, Hiniach Rabbi Akiva Lo. Right? Even if the city was populated, if you only left your Eruv there, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't have Dalet Amos. You never have Dalet Amos unless you actually were there. V'haleka Lameimer Dohada Nokat Chareva Mishum Shavas, Nokat Lameimer, Afa Gav Dehi Chareva. Maybe we'll say, no, it's Rabbi Akiva. And the reason it said Shavas, and not, Hiniach, is, the reason it said Chareva. Why did it say Chareva? Even in Irm Yushevas, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you only left your Erev there, it wouldn't help. So why do I have to talk specifically about a city that's Chareva? Because, according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a difference between Chareva and Miyushevas. Right? The difference would be by if you actually were there. Then Rabbi Akiva holds by a city that's Miyushevas, if you're actually there, it's Dalet Amos. If it's a city that's Chareva, even if you're actually there, it's not considered Dalet Amos. Hecha deshavas mahalachas kula. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need a city. Afilu tel v'neka, the kama ktsura v'shibolas, makipas also amram the pirkin kama halachas kula. Right? Even anything that has a mechitza around it, we learn in the first parak, that if you come to a place that's a teka or a neka, and a bika, right? You have a valley or whatever, and it's surrounded with a mechitza, that it has din of Dalet Amos, according to if you were there when Shabbos came in. So why would it say ir miyushevis, ir chareva? Tell me a bigger chiddush. Anything that's miyushev, that has a mechitza around it, even according to Rabbi Akiva, if you were there, is considered Dalet Amos. The only one that makes a difference if it's a city, not a city, is by the Rabbanan, if you're meniach eruva besocha. Elalav Rabbanan, ushma mino b'chareva modem. That in ir chareva, the Rabbanan are modem, that if you only left your eruv there, you weren't there, it doesn't help. Dohal korch echad enoket chareva mishum shiura deshayer velotana hiniach noketla. The reason it said the case of chareva is to tell me that only shavas is good, but Hiniach wouldn't be good. So af ma'ara yeshiva ulashmin and afilu hachi shavas in Hiniach lo Rabbi Akiva. Right, it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, and the reason it said chareva is to tell me that even if you were there in an ir chareva, according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't help. Right. Right. It has to be what's it called? Even if it's an ir yeshiva, it has to be that you were there. But if you're meniach eruvo, even according to Rabbi Akiva, even if it was an ir yeshiva, it won't help. Never helps if meniach eruvo according to Rabbi Akiva. Ayva ha'kamara sidkiyoktani, which was not meyusha, ve'in sham diurin, to ha'shom melech ha'isa. I was a melech. Melechim don't live in bunkers. Inami hashtales ba diurin. Right? Or what's it called? Now we know the Mara Sidkiya doesn't have diurin. Mar Yehuda Ashkechinu Livnei Mevarchesa Dekom Mosvei Eruvayu Bevei Knishta Devei Aguvar. Right, Rabbi Yehuda discovered that the people from Bei Barchesa were putting their Eruv in the shul in Devei Aguvar. Omar Lahu Govu Bei Tvei. Why don't you put it at the far end of the shul so you'll get more more space, more distance, right? They were putting it in the middle of the shul, and if you put it at the end of the shul, right, and it was still within their tchum, you'll get more area. Ki heichid elishri l'chutzveh, you'll have more distance. Amar le Rava palgoa. So Rava said to him, you're cholek on the chachomim, ve'irivin les techosh v'le rikiva. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva, right? That hiniyachba, if there's no diurin, even if there's diurin, by hiniyachba, you don't have, the whole thing is dalad amas, and you have up until the place where it is, so it makes a difference if you put the Erev on that end of the shul, you put that end of the shul. Put on that end, you have more distance. Put on that end, all this distance counts towards your Erev. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva. According to the Rabbanan, and it's talking in a case where there were diurin in the shul, right, there was a place for the chazan or whatever, or for orchim to come. So the shul had a din of an ir miusheves, and therefore they what's it called? According to the rabbanon, and even heiniach a ruvo, the whole shul is four amas. It doesn't make a difference if the eruv's on that end or that end. The whole thing is only 4 amas. You have 2,000 amas beyond the shul anyway. So you're telling them an eitzah only according to Rabbi Akiva, right? We don't know. Nobody holds like Rabbi Akiva in this case because he's the machmir and the halacha is like the mekel the eruvin. Rashi. It was a big shul. The whole thing was muvla in the tum of mevarchesa, so they could have put their eruv in any part of the shul, the closest part to them or the farthest part to them. And they weren't makbid to put the eruv on the farthest spot from them, right? So they get more distance. The sphere of the huk rabbanan, because they held like rabbanan. Since the shul had mechitzas around it, right? And the truth is, even if it didn't have any diurin, right? It still would be what's it called? Considered a dalad amos. Gavu beitvei and miku od lahamid ha'eruv ad sofal anichosham. So Mar Yehuda told them, why don't you put the eruv farther away from your city? So you'll have more distance. Because he held, you had to measure the tchum, the new tchum, from where the Erev was, not from the end of the shul. You're arguing on the chachom. The Erev in less the chosh, the Rebbe Akiva, the kaimelon, the Erev. The halach is like the mekel in by Erevin, and the rabban, and the mekel in this situation, even miniach Eruvo, in a place that has mechitzes, is as a din of dalad amos. Okay, hadron lechitzim ma'abrin, hadron lechitzim ma'abrin, hadron lechitzim ma'abrin. Okay, just to bring the sack in here, sefer here, he brings down a nice sikum. Just mention it. He says like this: by an ir miusheves, so everybody holds that it has a din of dalad amos if you're shoveispa. Rabbi Akiva, the rabbanan, there's nobody who argues that if you were actually in the city when Shabbos came, and you were Kona Shvisa Mamish, right, then this whole city has a din of Dalad Amos, if it's a Ir Miusheves, okay? In an Ir Miusheves, and you were Meiniach Eruv HaBesocho, you weren't there when Shabbos came in, but you sent your Eruv there before Shabbos, then that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva holds that the whole city does not consider like Dalad Amos, and the Rabbanan hold it is. That's the first case. Second case, Ir Chareva. There's no diurin, but there's a mechitza around the city. Okay? Then, if you were shoveis there, right, then, what's it called? Then it has a din of dalad amos, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Right? Your shoveis is fine. And, and a meiniach is a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, right? That's what we had. Ir Chareva, according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer holds that it does have a din of dalad amos, and Shmuel holds that it doesn't have a din of dalad amos. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it surely wouldn't have a din, even if you're shoveis. In an ir chareva, you have to have both milas according to Rabbi Akiva, no? Rabbi Akiva holds even a chareva. No, Rabbi Akiva holds shoveis even in a chareva. As long as there's a mechitz around it, is dalad amos. Okay. The next case is what Rashi mentions, a tail veneka. You have an area that has no diurin, but it's an enclosed area. Okay? So, till Beis Hasayin, this is what we learned in the first parak, then what's it called, if you're there, mamish, as a din of dalad amos, according to everybody. Umeiniach, right, so according to Shmuel, it surely wouldn't be good. It's no better than an ir chareva, right, meiniach. and he holds an ir chareva, according to the Rabbanon, it's not considered like Dalet Amos. So what's it called? A tail is no better than ir chareva. But according to Rabbi Lezer, there is a machlokas rishonim. According to Rashi and the Rambam, you have the din of Dalet Amos. As long as there's a mechitz around it, right, and you were, what's it called, even if you were meniach, has a din of Dalet Amos, and according to the Rashba, it doesn't have a din of Dalet Amos. In other words, it could be that Rabbi Lezer, when he says that even an ir chareva, meniach besocho, is good enough, since it has a mechitza, even though it doesn't have the urine, that's only a place that conceivably could have had the urine. But a place like a tail, which Bechlau doesn't have the urine, maybe over there, even Rebbe Lezer's moda, that meniach eruva besocho, you wouldn't have Dalet Amos. That's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says clearly over here that you do have Dalet Amos, and the Rashba holds it's not considered like Dalet Amos. And then the fourth case is you have a tail that's more than Beis Osai. Okay? So here, meniach for sure is what's it called, not like Dalet Amos. That everybody agrees. If you meniach your eruv in a place that's more than Beis Osai, that doesn't have. But Shoveis is a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas Rambam the Raivit. If you were Shoveis in a bika that was more than Beis Osai, right? So there the Rambam holds that you do. It is considered like Dalet Amos, and the Raivit holds it's not. Okay? And the last case is that the mechitza fell down. It's not in ir chareva. It's Bechlau has no mechitzas. The mechitzas themselves fell down, right? Then everybody holds that it's never considered like Dalet Amos. You have to have mechitzas at least around the place. Right? There's no diurin, yes diurin, that's where the machlokas is. There's no mechitzas around the place, and everybody holds not. And the ma'isa, the halacha, the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Lezer, according to the Rabbanan. Right? Everybody holds we will pass like Rabbanan, because Mura says you pass like Rabbanan. Shaila is, we pass like Rabbi Lezer, that even an ir chareva and meniach besocho has a dilim Dalet Amos, or like Shmuel. And it's a Rambam passage like Rabbi Lezer, Lekula, and the Raivit holds like Shmuel, Lechumra, that an Ir Chareva, if you put the Eruv there, but you weren't actually there, then in the city doesn't count like Dalet Amos.